The earth is our mother. The earth is our mother. All of us that are living on her, she is our mother. She was here first. And then we came in. And year after year, distanced ourselves more and more away from her. Made our own rules. Find our own way of living. That we can see the result of these days. It's not sustainable how we are living. And almost every other species in this world have understood this circle of life. How it all goes back to the earth and how it is rising from the earth and then go back again. But for some reason, humans decided they were too smart for this concept and wanted to make their own model or their own concept. And it's, for me, I think it's really ungrateful that we are coming in here just raping commanding and ruling over everything else. We have forgotten our place in the whole. And I feel also that's why we can't find home, we can't find wholeness. A lot of people can't and are struggling their whole life finding or seeking to be whole and try to find it in a partner or somebody else. But as long as we have disconnected to the earth and it's not willing to give up on something, then we can never reunite and be whole with the earth, with our origin, with our mother. And of course, we can see in society and in countries a lot of mother wounds as well. People struggling with connecting with their own mothers, which again is usually a picture of something bigger. So we have forgotten our roots. We have forgotten where we're from. And to honor that and to live in harmony with that, in balance, give and take in the same amount. And when we see we are off-road and are really, really ahead of everything and have, cut the contact, we should try to strive and get it back. Because we can't live without us, what is nourishing us. And we also see that in society with depression and suicide and feeling of hopelessness and meaninglessness. And of course, when you can't connect, when you can't relate, when you can't have a feeling of home and being whole, something of course is lacking and you're looking all over for it. And it's so really simple to come to ground yourself and to come back to the earth and your heart and everything that is connecting you to your ancient mother. So it's really so sad and it's so beautiful at the same time, because to me what it is that there is a longing, there is a collective longing to come home. And a lot of people have thought of this as dying or going home to some religion or up in the sky or something, because there's so much struggle. But for me, I feel working with people for so many years and with myself and being in a community and see what really people are looking for is their roots, or to come home and to find bonding and family, soul family again, and to feel there's something sacred about taking care of somebody who have taken care of you. It's again this circle. So when you come here, there are oxygen for you, there are oceans and lakes and rivers to be clean in and bathe in, and there are abundant of, before we fucked it up, of fruits and vegetables and animals and homes or roof over our head. So much we can just eat and be around and connect with and feel at home with and feel peace with and feel, yeah, like we are loved and feel love. So we have to wake up, because it's so sad to see that we are started so long ago on this path and still try to heal it very out there and don't want to or dare to or are brave enough to really see the root cause of it all, to go back and see. And we try to just fix these fires and we don't want to go into the real wound, the real trauma which we caused in the first place. And of course that's heavy, because then we have to deal with guilt and pain and deep sorrow and regret often, and then it's easier just to go ahead on the other direction and just find solutions that maybe are work for a day or two or a year or two. And then it's even worse than before, because we kind of try to bandage something without even wanting to admit that there is a wound there. So I think it's so important to go into our wounds and see where they're from in the first place, and dare to heal and admit those wounds and look into them and don't be afraid of them and see. When we know better, we can always do better. And this is a result of a lot of forefathers and mothers before us. So somebody started this journey into something more fancy or modern or whatever. And at the same time, the earth itself is not being more modern. It's the same. Yeah. Our earth is the earth before we changed it or tried to. And I don't know with you, but I know when people are trying to change me, how I resist, when it's not the truth for me, when it's not feel good, when I can feel it's not from love, it's just from greed and need and feeling they want to rape me. Of course, I protest. So that's how we're living today. With our mother is protesting, and why would she feed us with more? Why would she support us and comfort us and give us shelter? Why would she come with abundance when there's nothing back to her? Of course there is, because there's a lot of beautiful organization and individual people that have started on this walk long ago to reunite with our mother. So I hope more people will, because the more the merrier, and it will take less time and it will feel much greater. So I'm still hopeful, but it's hard, I feel, because somebody still think that humans are not to blame for anything. So good luck with that. It's kind of our world's deepest psychosis, I think. And then you have people trying to wake them up and ground them and being told that you just have to shut up. And it's so childlike to try to save the earth. And it's the world have to go further, and we have to expand, and we have to get new technologies and new industries and earn more money, and we need power, and the human race is so clever and so smart and so above everything, so we know what we're doing. But seriously, do we? Who can with their hand on their heart, say 100% that they are really knowing what they're doing with what they're producing or creating. There's always some lack there. There's always something taken out of the whole as long as you are not co-creating or work together with our mother, with our roots. Then it's no chance that there would be balance and something sustainable for the next generations to come. No way. You can think that in your head, but your heart knows better. It's so much wiser than the head, because the head has this solutions that are very short thought. There's something there missing because you don't take the soul with you into that, and the soul has lived forever. It's everything we are, everything we live in. And when you cut that out, you kind of have missed out on everything, and it seems smart in the moment and, yeah, for the next maybe 2 or 10 years, and then it falls and you see that you just created a bigger mess. So I think we have to get back our humbleness and our wisdom and not just rely on knowledge, because that's the biggest trap ever. To just rely on science and knowledge and don't accept the life experience and the experience of the world, how we can see where we come, what we have done, and accept that and look at that, and all the wisdom generations before us have tried to reach us with, also the earth herself and the trees and the plant medicines and the sky and everything that is talking to us, and have tried to stop this explosions of the human mind. So please wake up and look into yourself and ask yourself, what kind of future do you want to have? A kind of future that we can co-create and come together and help heal each other and the earth, and work together in a really beautiful community, or if you just want to take everybody up to the moon and leave this world like just a garbage place, not taking responsible for anything, and just create a new planet almost with doing the same. There's an animation movie, if you haven't seen it, Wall-E, which I predicted this long time ago, or made a film of this a long time ago. If you haven't checked it out, please do, because it's really wise, as always, and so much there to relate to how humans just destroy the earth and then can't live there anymore and just put robots there to clean it up when they go away in space. Drinking sodas and eating bakeries and just being fat and inactive and just waiting to the earth to be fine again so they can go back and continue this shit. So it very, very much to learn there if you haven't already. But I hope you have. I hope you have, and I hope you see, and also see all the beautiful humans and organizations that have really did a wonderful job and are continue to do a wonderful job. And we can do too. Every one of us, everyone counts. Every life matter, and we can all do a different. Every change in the world is always starting by one person. So be that one. Be the change you want to see in the world, as they say. So good luck.